Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Hour number two, Pharrell Coast to Coast here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and go for the over. Joe Lisi here with me today. A lot to do. Big night of playoff action. The draft is tomorrow. Everybody is very excited. All right, Joe, four games in the NBA tonight. Let's dance, baby. We will start in Cleveland, where the Knicks looking to close out the Cavaliers. They, of course, are up 3-1 in the series. They have played very well so far. Stifling defensive effort that has shut down Donovan Mitchell and company. But they are getting 5.5 tonight against the Cavs. 202.5 is the total. Do the Cavs force a game 6 Friday night at the world's most famous arena?
They might, but I'm still with you. I'm taking the Knicks with the points. I will say this, 202.5, this game has been built on defense for the Knicks and how they've been able to shut down Donovan Mitchell. I mean, he's been basically closed up. So I'm taking the under, too. 202.5, it's a dead under series. I'm not fighting it. The one concern I have is this is the type of game where Mitchell should pour in 40 or 42, the way Edwards at least tried to will the T-Wolves, right? Can he do that? I don't have confidence in him tonight.
You'd like to think he's going to have at least one game where he goes off, right? I mean, if it's not now, it's never. They're finished.
He's hesitant.
Right, and Garland was the guy in game two. The one game that they won in this series, it was Garland who carried the mail for them. They've gotten really nothing out of Mitchell. Knicks right now, here, I'll give you the numbers. The Cavs, 32% of the bets, 28% of the money. So obviously everybody, Joe, on the Knicks tonight, getting the points on the road. The total, 58% of the bets, 46% of the money on the over. And the money line, all Knicks, 80% bets, 73% of money. It's a Knicks night for the public, Joe. I know how much you love being with Joe Poe in a playoff game. You love being on that side.
Well, I didn't say it was a best bet, Carver, so that doesn't mean, not like I'm low. No, I'm serious. No, I'll tell you what. If the best bet that I have in this game for me is the under. I feel more confident in that because, again, Cleveland, I think they're just like Milwaukee. They have to play a perfect game to get back into it, and this has been a lower-scoring series. Cleveland, if they want to get back into the series, they need to run the floor. Allow Mitchell to shoot 30 times this game, open it up, and if you lose, you lose. Let's see who's standing at the end because we know that that's not the Knicks style, right? I mean, at the end of the day, they've slowed it down so much where they got Cleveland out of their game plan.
I'm on the Knicks with the 5.5 tonight, but I think the Cavs win the game.
I think the Cavs win. Under?
But I'm going to take the points. I'm not jumping in on that under with you so quickly. I think it's gotten a little too low for my liking. I can't play the under at 202. It's probably an under. I hope you get it. But I'm going to stay away from that. I'm not going to be involved. The other game in the East tonight is the Heat up 3-1 as the 8 seed looking to close out the 1 seed Bucks in Milwaukee. How about this, Joe? You got a team that's up 3-1 in the series and they're catching 11.5 on the road tonight. 220.5 is the total. Everybody is on the Heat, just so you know. 75% of the money is on the Heat. 89% of the bets is on the Heat. Everybody's on the over. Everybody's on the Heat money line. It is a heavy Heat number right now, that's for sure. We do welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi, in for Scotty, Sirius XM 159, and Sports Byline. What are you doing with the 11.5, Joe?
I'm taking it. And you know what? I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler. His number's what, 29.5 tonight? Let's go with it. I mean, if they're going to win, Butler's going to pour in at least 30, just the way he did in terms of game number four. So, I mean, do you have any confidence in anybody else outside of Butler? I don't. Strus?
No. He's the reason they're up 3-1 right now. I think it's twofold for me. Butler's been very good, Joe. I will never take anything away from Butler in the series. He's been awesome. Those guys on the Bucks have been dreadful. Dreadful. Middleton, Holiday, Connington, Portis, all these guys. They have not been good for Milwaukee. Lopez has been okay. I don't really mix Lopez in with those guys. But with Giannis out, and even with Giannis back in game four the other night, they just weren't very good. And that needs to change. I mean, they hit a billion threes in game two. Other than that, what have they done? In this series, nobody has stepped up for Milwaukee. So because of that, Joe, and they'll probably win by 25 tonight, but I'm leaning towards taking the Heat with the 11.5. And I like the over. I think it's an over go, 220.5 tonight. I think it's a big over game. So that's where I'm at. And I don't know if Giannis can do the 38-17 and carry them on his back. I don't know if he can do that. Is he healthy enough to do that? I don't think so.
So you're thinking tonight is like a 128-100 buck win? Is that what you're thinking?
I think it's possible. I think it's possible.
But you're taking it.
I do think it's possible.
I'm taking it.
By the time we leave here today, I'm probably going to lay the 11.5 with the Bucks. Stupidly, but I'm going to probably lay the 11.5 with the Bucks by the time we leave here. All right, coast to coast, we'll come back. It's Wednesday. It's golf picks. It's the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are back for El Coast to Coast. On a Wednesday, Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday, so what does that mean? We must look at this week's PGA Tour event with the Prime Minister. You see him on Game Time Decisions every day at 6 p.m. Eastern, and that is Cam Stewart. Hi, Cam.
Yeah.
Good to
hey,
see
Carver.
You. A bit of a different week. We have the Mexico Open down there. Very it's a strange week in this aspect. You only have three of the top 50 players in the world at this event, and one of those three is probably the best player in the world right now in Jon Rahm, who is looking to defend his title. He won the Mexico Open a year ago.
Yep.
But he's like plus 250, plus 260, a heavy favorite to win this thing. Mm-hmm. What are we looking at here, Cam? How do you play a tournament where the guy is such a heavy favorite against a field full of jabronis?
Yeah, well, the jabronis, it doesn't matter if these jabronis cash tickets, Carver. Here's the thing. At plus 260, it's almost unplayable. What do we hope for? Jon Rahm to get off to an average start, maybe even after nine. Maybe the odds go from 6 to 8, and then you could step in. You know, sometimes he's a slow starter. He'll look at the field and go, wow, Tony Finau is my biggest competition this week and Wyndham Clark. So it's something we have to look at. I got to tell you something, Carver. Looking at the first round leader is something that you're very good at. Guys like Rahm, you can get, he's plus 260 in the tournament, but like 11-1 for first round leader. Finau 8-1 in the tournament, close to 20-1 first round leader. Wyndham Clark 20-1 to out to win, 30-1 first round leader. So with the chalk, I think I'm going to go harder on first round leader bets. And as we talked about, buddy, lots of top 10s and 20s for our jabronis this week, and maybe we'll make some money. Who cares? It's a tournament. If we make money, I don't care if it's the Mexican Open or the Carver Stewart Invitational. Let's win money.
That's it. There's tickets to be made. There's money to be made. There's tickets to be won, no matter who is in the field this week. That's for sure. We'll start by giving you the big board here, and then we'll get into our picks. Rahm, as we mentioned, is the favorite, top of the board. No doubt about it right now. I've seen plus 250. I've seen plus 260 in the range for him. Tony Finau is your second choice there, as he's up to 790 now, 750 up there. Wyndham, the Butler, Clark, Gary Woodland, Nikolai Højgaard. You've got Patrick Rogers, Ben Ann, and Big Bo Hostler all in a leaderboard. See, that's what also makes itself like guys like Bo Hostler, Cam. We're used to seeing it 90 to 1. 100? 100 to 1. 100, and now you're seeing him at 40 to 1. It is a little hard to actually look at that and take it seriously. All right, here's who I'm going with for the outrights. We're, of course, going to try to go after Rahm. I wanted to pick one kind of, I guess, chalkish pick. I always do that with you every week. So I'm going to go with Wyndham the Butler Clark. And why?
Like the pick.
He's actually played really good, Cam. Like, you look at these tournaments. Now, he plays every Jabroni tournament, and he plays the big tournaments. He's actually got a lot of T20s, T10s in all of them. He's 18 to 1 this week. That's my chalk play. How about the little Argentinian, Emiliano Grillo, at 55 to 1? We're going to try him. Double L, Luke List at 65 to 1. Eric Cole, still hanging the 100 burger on the Cole man. We're going to try him. And Ryan Gerard, he was hot a couple months ago, Cam. Can we rekindle the flame on Ryan Gerard this weekend down in Mexico at a buck 10 to 1? Let's go.
Two of our boys, old King Nat King Cole and Gerard, our friends, Carver, from weeks past. Hey, we're still getting good numbers on these guys. But I'll tell you something. I love Wyndham Clark as well. Take a look at the results. This guy's been a top 10 machine. And in this field, you think he's afraid of anybody other than Rahm and Finau? I love it. I just wish we were getting 25, 30 on him. Maybe look for a bet boost on Clark. And I'm going to pull the trigger for a little bit more too, Carver. I like it. I got some, you know, I'm going to go with my guys too. And I am going to bet Clark. But my chalk, I'm going to go Gary Woodland, Carver. I just think he's one of these guys. I think, you know, at 25 to 1, I really like Woodland this week. I think he can get it done. I like Rasmus Højgaard. I think he's a dangerous player at 25. One guy I like, Joseph Bramlett. I kind of looked at his record on these surfaces as well at 55 to 1. Yeah, I could deal with that number. And my boy, Nate Lashley, 100 to 1. He's Mike Cole and like one of those picks, guys. I'll tell you something, Nate Lashley, though, on this surface, this type of grass, he does really, really well. And Nate Lashley is an all or nothing guy. He could be on the leaderboard or miss the cut. I'll take my chances at 100 to 1, Carver. Only a four pack, four beers out of the six, because it's the Mexican Open. Two Coronas we're drinking.
Our boy, Joey Bramlett. Big Joey Bramlett on the card for Cam this week. We love Bramlett here. Here's what I'm doing for the 10s and the 20s. I also like Gary Woodland, but I didn't want to go the whole way with him, Cam. I'm taking him as a top 10 for plus 230 for Gary to hang around this weekend. Taylor Pendrith, T10 for plus 360. I'm going with Grillo also for a 20 at plus 210. And Matt Wallace for a top 20.
Love it, Carver.
He's been pretty good in some of these thinner fields. He's been good in them. Some plus 260 for Matt Wallace to cash us a little ticket here on the T20s.
I used to bet Matt Wallace, Carver, on the European Tour. He was like a 30 to 1 guy. It's just the thing is, like, he's very streaky. Yeah. He can win or he can miss the cut. Same type of thing. Here are my guys. I'm going to go, obviously, we talked about Højgaard. We're all plus money here. Bramlett. We have a couple things in common, Carver. Luke List, a guy that you like and a guy that I like in a top 20. This is a bomber's paradise. One thing about Luke List is he murders the ball. I don't know how he's going to putt this week. That's always been his problem, but he can hit it. Commissioner Will Gordon, why not Carver? One of your favorites. Come on, Commissioner. Call Batman. Where's the bat signal? Plus 210. And my boy Lashley, plus 310, too, for some top 20 action. I'm going to ride your wave with Meats on the Grillo and Wallace. A little sprinkle on those top 20 as well. Like the picks.
And your 10s, which I know we didn't get up there. Finau minus 110 for a top 10. Gary Woodland, you're with me on the top 10 with him for plus 230. And Wyndham the Butler Clark at plus 175. I think you'll be able to pull me in on him also for a T10. First round leader bombs. You mentioned it. This is probably a really fun way to play this tournament is tomorrow for the first round to go after Rahm. And here's where I'm going. Jaeger bombs, Steven Jaeger at 50-1. You know I'll never play anything on first round less than 50-1. I did get the commissioner involved for tomorrow on the first round leaderboard. Commissioner Gordon, 60-1. How about Malnati at 80-1? Augusto Nunez. Nunez at 80-1. They've let a couple of these players, Cam, from the South American or the Mexican tour come and play in this tournament. And Augusto Nunez was one of the higher guys on the board from that tour. So we'll take a shot with him. He knows the course. Ben Taylor at 95-1. And it wouldn't be a first round leader bomb if we didn't have the smother man at 110-1. He's in the featured group. This is how bad the field is this week. Smotherman's in one of the featured TV groups for the Plus Thursday and Friday. The Smotherman at 110-1.
We need help, Carver. Like, we're really digging this week. I like this. You know what? If the Smotherman ever wins round one and you're not on him, you might have to smother somebody, put a bag over their head. Give me Wyndham Clark, 31-1. Rye Bread. Hey, you got a Brit? I got a Brit with Rye Bread. Luke List. I like him. He's a nice Thursday warrior. I'm all in with Bramlett this week. First round, top 20, everything. You're my guy, Bramlett. And the good Dr. Redmond, he's given me bad prescriptions recently, Carver, but maybe he'll give me a good bag this week. Come on, doctor. I need some quality medication. 110-1,
the
Redmond.
The good doctor, Doc Redmond, getting involved here for you. I love the good doctor. He's a good first round leader type of guy as well. Cam, let's make it happen this weekend. Who cares if it's a jabroni field? Let's go after Rahm. And you're right, guys, watch this. Rahm, slow start on Thursday. Look at his number. If it trickles down a little, jump on Rahm, as maybe he'll take a little charge Friday, Saturday, and then take the whole thing on Sunday. I think we're back to a good field next week, Cam, with the Wells Fargo, I think is where we're going next week. A good tournament, a lot of fun as we get the run to the PGA Championship. There he is, Cam Stewart, the golf picks on Coast to Coast. We're back with the Lion's Share and Coach right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. BetMGM has you set up, of course, for the NBA playoffs. Take advantage of every thrilling moment with BetMGM signature bets. That's right. Whether it's a player, game, or team prop, BetMGM signature bets capture moments in the game you've never been able to bet on before. And best of all, completely exclusive to the BetMGM app. That's right. Markets like Splash Brothers, two teammates to hit each hit four threes. The Rick Barry, a player not to miss a free throw. Or Brick City, player to miss five straight field goals. You've got a variety of unique and exotic markets for the entire NBA playoffs. Just log into your BetMGM app. Click right into the NBA playoff matchup of your choice. Click the Signature Bets tab on the top bar to check out all of the exclusive bets you can make. Each NBA playoff game has their own set of unique markets, so check out the variety across every first round matchup. You've got four opportunities tonight, of course. Speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the Lion's Share. We bring in Coach James Young here to get us set up for four big playoff games tonight, four big game fives across the association. Before we get there, Coach, last night we had three game fives. We had three heavy dogs on the road, all trying to force a game six. All three covered the number, and one of them wins outright with the big ice tray performance in Boston as he takes over late. We've said a lot about Young, us, everybody has, whether he's going to be out of Atlanta, where he's going to do this. It's moments like last night, Coach, where when you watch him at the end of that game, you know that if he just stops getting every coach fired, he could be one of the top 5 or 10 players in this league if he's not already. He was excellent last night in Boston.
Carver, he was outstanding with not just the scoring. He's done a great job as of late getting guys involved with the 13 assists plus five. But let's be honest, they showed their depth last night, Carver High. John Collins, you want to talk about a guy that's an enigma? How about John Collins stepping up with 22 points? Now, he only had two rebounds, but I guess I got to take the positive and run with it, which is the 22 points. You know, DeAndre Hunter, 13. Sadiq Bey, not being talked about a lot, 12 big points in the first half for Atlanta. They played well. And listen, you know what happens, Carver High, at least once a series, the Jason Tatum stinker. And it showed up last night. 8 for 21, 1 for 10. I thought this was the first time I watched them in this postseason. I'm like, is Joe Mazzulla over his head? Like, the adjustment that they made or did not make. And more importantly, like, end of game, you're backing up with Ice Trey. Like, if I'm Joe Mazzulla, I'm like, yo, anybody but him. Like, double team, triple team, I may send someone out of the stands to guard Trey Young. I'm not letting him get that last shot off.
Coach, let's be fair. I mean, Tatum, he ain't been good the whole series. You know, they're up 3-2 because they're better. I mean, they're a lot better than the Hawks, top to bottom. I mean, there's no question about that. Go look at Tatum's numbers. Even the game where he scored 31 points, that was all, you know, he scored like 12 of those late in the fourth quarter. He hit a lot of free throws, he shot the ball awful. And he was 1 of 11 from 3 last night or something like that, right? Like, he hasn't been good. And honestly, Coach, he was awesome the first 3 months of the season. I don't know if there's some kind of an injury that maybe he's played through during the second half and in the playoffs, but he has not looked the same as he looked the first 3 months of the year.
No, he hasn't. And there's a concern with Boston because he has not played up to standards. You know, they were talking about him being an MVP candidate, Carver High, early on in the year. But he's got to be better. And this is why you get frustrated with Jason Tatum, because he gives you these performances where you think he's like a top five player in the NBA, and then you give performances last night, you're like, yo, like, can he get this guy off the floor? Like, can he take him out? Can he do anything? So that's your frustration with a guy like Tatum. People think that, you know, hey, they're just going to roll. I don't know. Like, Atlanta's playing with a little bit of juice and moxie, and they're going back to the A. Listen, Carver High, I didn't think I would say this. This could go 7 games.
Wow. That would be stunning to me, Coach, if the Celtics had to mess around 7 games. And you know who that's good for? That's great for the Sixers. Because just more time that Embiid gets the rest up. Because conceivably, Coach, if they would have won last night, that game one's probably Saturday or Sunday. Like, they're going to start that series. The NBA has done this plenty of times in the past. They will start the second round, game one, if there's still some game sixes and sevens floating around in the first round. If they get a couple series that end early, and just, I bet you, now they haven't scheduled this yet, I bet you that they're going to start Denver and Phoenix on Saturday, because they got no games on Saturday right now, unless there is a game seven with Boston and Atlanta. So I'm going to guess that they're probably going to start Denver and Phoenix on Saturday. This was great for Philadelphia. It's more time for Dojo to possibly be able to play in that first game, whenever it is, or early in that series, whatever the situation is going to be. We have a lot on the table for tonight, Coach. Let's go. Lion's share time. 4 huge game fives. What do you have for me?
4 games, 4 picks. Play number one. I'm going to take the Knicks plus the 5.5 at Cleveland. We all know how great the Knicks are on the road. 37-16-1 against spread the last 54 road games. 7-3-1 against spread the last 11 games overall. Cavaliers 1-4 against the spread the last 5 home games, and the Knicks are 6-1 against the spread the last 7 meetings. I'm not saying the Knicks win, although I wouldn't be completely shocked if they did. I'm just saying this is too many points. Give me the Knicks plus 5.5. Next, I'm going to go with the Grizzlies minus 4.5 versus the Lakers. I know everything's lining up, right? The Grizzlies are 1-4 against the spread the last 5 games overall. The Lakers are 4-1 against spread the last 5 versus a team with a winning straight-up record. But the Lakers are 3-7 against spread the last 10 meetings in Memphis. You will get Memphis's best tonight. I think they find a way. They cover the spread, but it does go back to LA, where I think the Lakers close it out in six. Play number three. I'm going Heat Bucks over 220.5. The over is 5-0 in the last five Heat road games, 16-5 to the over the last 21. Bucks are 6-0 to the over the last six games overall, 23-11 to the over the last 34 home games. I think there's points here, Carver High. I think you're going to get a lot better play out of Holiday, Middleton, Portis, and Connaughton. I'm not saying Jimmy Butler gets 50. He probably won't, but there'll be enough points. Give me over 220.5. Last, I don't get this. I know De'Aaron Fox is banged up, but what in the hell is the Warriors showing you that they're going to win a game on the road or cover a spread? So I'm going to take the Kings. I can take them on the money line, but I might as well take them plus 1.5 on BetMGM. The Warriors, 15-36-1 against spread the last 52 road games. But here's the key. 10-3 against the spread the last 13 games overall for the Kings after a straight-up loss. Warriors are 2-6 against spread the last 8 meetings. 3-7 against spread the last 10 meetings in Sacramento. Give me the light, the beam tonight. Plus 1.5, they're going to win that game outright.
The line stinks, Coach. The line stinks. It does. It says Warriors to me. It just the line says Warriors to me.
I can't trust them. You know.
I know, but the line smells. Like you said, why are the Warriors favored in this game? Why? Sacramento won the two games at home. Is it all because of Fox? And now Fox is interesting because he says he's playing, which we're all happy to see. Do we think he's himself? Because you're getting a little discount, Coach. I mean, usually his number's what? 27.5, 28.5. It's usually up. I'm seeing 24.5s for Fox tonight. So if you think that he's good to go, are we hammering the Fox overs tonight for his props? It sounds like you're getting a little bit of a discount.
I would. I think he could, listen, he could still get to the cup. He could score. Yes. Listen, tape that bad boy up. And here's the thing, Carver. We talked about it with Pharrell. He finished the game with it. It's not like he hurt it on a day off. So he's playing with it. So I think he goes over. Other guys to watch, Sabonis over his assist prop looks pretty good. I do think Steph will be Steph. I think his three-point prop is 4.5. I think he gets to that tonight. But I do think Sacramento finds a way. I think this one is going 7, and I think the NBA is going to be really excited because this Kings team is for real.
And you think the Warriors win the 7th game, though, in Sacramento? You think the Warriors win the 7th game? I think they're winning one of these two games there.
It's probably going to be game 7 because the game is going to be too big. It's going to be too big for the Kings at that point. But I like the Kings tonight. I just think this is a really well-balanced team. And listen, they had their chances. I think they get it tonight and go up 3-2.
20 seconds. I know you're on the over in the Buck game. Everybody's on the Heat, getting at 11.5. I mean, Buck's going to go quietly, Coach? I'm not so sure. That could be a late lumber night in Milwaukee. Could be a late lumber night.
Yeah, I've gone back and forth. They're laying the wood tonight. I actually may take them minus points. I think they beat them by 20.
All right, Coach. It's going to be a fun night. Four games. Four game fives. We'll be back tomorrow with Scotty to talk about them. And tomorrow's game 6 in Atlanta. The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM. Coach Young. We're back on Coast to Coast right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. It is good to have you with us today. And Joe, please make sure you let everybody know they have to go and get the new Sports Grid app. That is right. It is available now at the Apple iTunes Store. It is outstanding, Joe. Everything you could ever possibly want. You can watch Sports Grid programming, listen to Sports Grid Radio. Carver and Lisi at night, 10 p.m. East, if you so choose to. You can follow your favorite host. You can get all the Go for the Two clips on there if you follow him. Your favorite teams, your favorite sports, updated odds. Everything you could ever possibly want, Joe, is available on the new Sports Grid app. It is awesome, and I suggest everybody goes and gets it. There you go, Joe.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I mean, they can listen to Carver and Lisi on there as well, so it's phenomenal. I love it.
Oh, that's exactly. No question about that. All right, back to I got two more games for you tonight. Let's do the Western Conference games, Joe, in the NBA. The Lakers look to shut out the Grizzlies, get them out in five, I should say. -4.5 for the Grizz right now. 222.5 is the total in this one. Grizzlies have a moment here, Joe? Grizzlies got a moment left in the series.
I'm on
at
the
home.
Lakers. I can't. I took the Lakers +120 in the series. Why would I back down now? Go for the kill shot. I mean, LeBron's got a. We don't know who LeBron and the crew are going to play right now, right? So why not win it and sit at home?
Well, that's the thing, and you make a great point here, Joe. Just like we were talking earlier about Embiid getting a little couple more days because the Celtics now have to play an extra game against Atlanta. The winner of this series is playing the winner of the Golden State Sacramento series, which is still tied 2-2, has at least tonight and Friday night left in it, possibly Sunday for a game seven. When you're LeBron at his stage of his career and he's staring at potentially a whole week of rest, I think for some people it's bad. I don't think it's bad for LeBron, Joe. I think it's very good. And this could be a spot where LeBron looks at it and goes, I can close this out tonight, kick back, get my treatment, get healthy. Because look at what it's done for him here in this stretch run when he's been healthy. Lakers have been excellent. Yep. I think that that's the one thing that might motivate LeBron tonight in a big way for him to try to finish this thing off.
Well, that's to your point. I was going to say, do we take him for 35 or 40 in this game? Because he's got to take it on his shoulders. He didn't do it in terms of the last game. A pedestrian, what did he have, 28? I mean, if he's going to do it, I want to see 20, a 35, 30 side. Well, I want him to score.
22 20.
Yeah, I don't count 20
in the last game.
Yeah, but the 20.
I don't want the rebound.
Doesn't count. Not when you're betting points.
He did work,
doesn't
Joe.
Count. Nah, go to the hoop.
Drive and score. He made every big shot for them.
I want 35.
Grizzlies right now, 59% of the bets are actually on the Lakers. 56% of the money is on the Lakers. There you see the total has gone up to 222 now. 69% of the bets, 50% on the over. Lakers opened, of course, at 145. They're now at 155. 75% of the bets, 52% of the money are on the Lakers. I'll probably take the points with the Lakers, Joe, but I do think the Grizzlies are going to find a way to win. As much as LeBron, we like that angle of him maybe getting a week off if he can win this game tonight. I think the Grizzlies are going to find a way. And finally, the main event tonight, really, series tied 2-2 in Sacramento for the Warriors and the Kings. Warriors, -1.5. They are the road favorites. 234.5 is the total in this one. Right now, Warriors, 57% of the bets, 51% of the money. Total, 57% of the bets, 54% of the money on the over. And the Kings, money line, taking 52% of the bets, but more of the money is on the Warriors for the money line, Joe. The line smells to me. The line says Warriors, Joe. It does. The Warriors, they haven't won games on the road all year, and they're favored on the road here after Sacramento's already won two games on their home floor. I know Fox with the finger. He's playing. I don't want to hear about it. All right? If he's playing, then he's good to go. That's the way that it works. So I'm on the Warriors tonight.
I think the
Warriors
Joe
win.
Poe, they sucked you right in. They put the hook right in the water, and you took it like a big
not
truck.
A hook.
You did? No, you did. Because I'll go back to one game. About a week ago, we sat here, and we said, when they were 1-point favorites over the Lakers. Remember? Ah, the line is wrong. The Lakers are one. They flipped. And I said it's all noise, right? And that's what this is. They got you the rope-a-dope. They got you last week. They're going to get you this week. You got to go with the Kings plus the 1.5 at home. They're going to win it.
I mean, it's Ocho Poe. It's basically even, Joe. I mean, you're talking 51% of the money. I mean, this is a split. This is a split type of situation here.
No.
I think both sides are getting the action
here. You
got
to go
through
the noise. You believe everything you read, obviously. You have to go with perception. The perception is Golden State is they're the defending champs. You're telling me you really believe 51% of the public is only on Golden State? That 49%. Believe that the Kings, without their best players or Fox being hurt, has a legitimate shot. Go survey 1,000 people on the West Coast, and let me hear that 51%, 510 people, only believe that Golden State is going to win. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's noise. It's about 80 or 90%, 800 or 900 people would say that Steph Curry is going to win this ball game. Steph, Clay, DiVincenzo.
People believe in the Kings now after the way they played in this series. People believe in the Kings.
What people?
People believe in them.
Who?
And I like how you said, I caught that, Joe. It's very interesting you did that. You said people on the left coast. You usually don't want to hear about the left coast. That's usually not what you want
to
hear about. You don't like that.
Carver. All right, let's take it in the tri-state. You survey 1,000 people, Benny and the Bets and everything that we do on the grid here. Survey the 1,000 people. Get Pharrell out there. Get Coach Young. 10,000 people. You're telling me only 5,100 out of the 10,000 are going to believe Golden State's going to win? Absolutely not. It's all noise. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors.
Kings becoming very popular. Kings have become very popular here over the last 10 days. Everybody likes the Kings now. People are in the mix. Look, Warriors have been awful on the road this year. They're 1.5-point favorites in Sacramento. Doesn't feel right to me. Warriors are going to win the game. Are they going to win one of these two games in Sacramento, or you think they're losing?
You and I are going at it tonight. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to book the bet right after I get off the break here. I'm taking the Kings. So we're
going. Are the Kings
going to
win this series? Are the Kings going to win this series?
I don't know if they win the series. I think it definitely goes 7. But tonight, with the 1.5, absolutely.
I don't think it goes 7. I think the Warriors win tonight and the Warriors win Friday night at home. What do you think of that?
Talking with the loudspeaker.
Warriors in 6.
All right, let's go.
Let the future do the talking, Joe. Let the future do the talking right there. Warriors in 6. Moving on. Get ready for the Lakers. There you go. 4 games tonight in the NBA. Me and Joe will be on during the Warriors and the Kings on Sports Grid Radio tonight for Carver and Lisi. NFL time, Joe. You can stop sweating. We're going to talk football now. I know you're excited. We're just over 24 hours away from the NFL draft in Kansas City. Before we get there, a couple of things on the Rodgers to the Jets stuff. He met the media today. He looked very happy, genuinely very happy when I saw him walk through the door in Florham Park, giving the big hugs to all the staff members and Woody Johnson and all the Jets brass there today. This is Joe Douglas from yesterday, Joe, saying that the trade is historic for the franchise.
Obviously, a long time in the making. And, you know, I'll piggyback a little bit on what Brian said yesterday. There's still some I's to be dotted, T's to be crossed to ultimately finalize everything. But again, it was a lot of conversations with Brian. Again, a ton of respect for Brian. I've known Brian for well over 20 years. Yeah. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for the open dialogue that we've had and, you know, ultimately being able to get, you know, what we feel is a historic trade for this franchise.
There you go, Joe. And everybody's on the Jets now. In the last 48 hours, they're the most bet team to win the Super Bowl, the most bet team to win the AFC, the most bet team to win the AFC East. They're the most bet everything. They're even the most bet team to go over 9.5. Look at this. Most bet win totals, Joe. I even have this for you today. Jets 9. This is good. Interesting. They are the most bet team for the win over, I guess that would be most bet win totals. Oh, this is all together. They're the most bet. They have the most tickets, and then they have the most bet unders. So all together, Jets, and then the most unders at 9.5. Patriots have the most overs at 7.5. Jeez, good luck with that. Getting the Patriots to 8 wins this year with those three teams in their division. Everybody loves the Jets now, Joe. It's a Jet town.
Yeah, not me. I'm going under. A couple of things. I saw the press conference today. Looks like Aaron Rodgers had like a makeover. His hair was a little bit lighter. He had a little good, just for men in terms of the beard. You know, he did a complete, hair was brushed cleanly to the side. He didn't look like he came out of a cave like he did last year when he was in Con Air and Nick Cage, right? I'm telling you, this is going to be an epic fail. He's right, Joe Douglas. It is, right? It's historic because when they don't make the Super Bowl over the next couple of years, it's going to be a big bust how Joe Douglas decided to roll the dice and get the $50 million man, and they're under 500. That's all I'm going to say. So!
Under 500, he says. Under 500.
Well, let me ask you this, Jet fans. Let me just ask. Aaron Rodgers didn't work with Amari Rodgers and Christian Watson last year, right? He chose to complain about everybody. Mercedes Lewis, Randall Cobb. Now all of a sudden he wants Alan Lazard, Cobb, and Mercedes Lewis on the New York Jets. Is he going to work with Garrett Wilson? When push comes to shove and they're 2-5 because they get beat up by the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins, what's he going to say then? It's going to be everybody else's fault. Good luck with the New York media. And I hope I go there. I want to interview him just to get into the locker room. Get me the press pass. I'll interview him.
He said today he's going to get to work tomorrow.
He's going to get to work tomorrow. I know. Jets. Yeah, he's going to get to work.
Going to get to work. It's turning over a new leaf. Look.
Photo op.
The hard thing, and I get the excitement, Joe. You're talking, and I'm not saying this. I know I'm a Bills fan, and people think I take shots at the Jets. I'm not. It's just facts. They haven't had a lot of good things in the last 40 years plus. You know, they just haven't had a lot of good things. So I can understand being excited. I think the worry is, Joe, like you kind of just mentioned in the way that only you could, you're trying to accomplish really only one thing in an extremely small window to be able to do it. It's not like you made this trade and there's a five-year window you have to maybe make it pay off and win a Super Bowl. You have a one-year, maybe two-year window to make this happen. And I don't know if the rest of the team is kind of at that point like a lot of people do to where they're just this guy away. Remember last year with Denver, it was like, oh, Denver's a quarterback away. They're going to go to the Super Bowl this year. I mean, maybe this Jet team's a little better than that, but I don't think that they're just plop in a 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers and away you go. They're going to be in Vegas next year for the big game, Joe. I just really don't see it. For real Coast to Coast on a Wednesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. We will come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. It is time for this day in Carver High sports history. We start in 1962 today. A Joe Lisi favorite, Bill Mombouquette, throws a no-hitter. Who? Against the White Sox this day in 1962. 64, the Celtics beat the San Francisco Warriors 4-1 for the NBA title. 66, Red Auerbach retires as the Celtics coach. 1980, Phillies pitcher Steve Carlton throws his 6th one-hitter. Threw a lot of one-hitters. They usually only celebrate if you throw a no-hitter, though. 1983, Stanford quarterback John Elway gets taken number one overall by the Colts, but refuses to play there and is later traded to the Denver Broncos. Chopped, Joe. He wanted no part of playing for the Colts. Probably the right career move. 1990, Nolan Ryan ties Bob Feller's record of pitching 12 one-hit games. 91, Diego Maradona suspended for cocaine after being arrested in Argentina for possession and distribution of illegal narcotics. That's not allowed. 92, Steve Entman drafted number one overall by the Colts. Didn't work out. 92, Ozzie Smith steals his 500th base. 95, MLB season began after a strike. 2003, Carson Palmer taken number one overall by the Bengals. 2008, Jake Long, blue collar, taken number one overall by the Miami Dolphins. Andrew Luck was the number one overall pick in 2012. And in 2018, this day, Baker Mayfield was taken number one overall by the Cleveland Browns. There were five quarterbacks taken in the first round that year, Joe. I would say only two have actually panned out, and that would be Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar at 32 overall, right? Last pick of the first round. Maybe we could get that with Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker, one of your guys that we will discuss. We'll come back and start the final hour of Coast to Coast with some draft talk. Joe's excited. He's on the special tomorrow night, and he wants to give out his props. We'll be back after.